Moncrief on News Talk.
It's a tragedy when a child is abandoned by its parents. In this case, it's an emu named Shrub, who lives in Bird World in the UK. But Shrub was taken in by Nugget, who's a chicken, and gave Shrub the mothering he needed. Polly Bramham is the Living Collections Manager at Bird World. Afternoon, Polly.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Could you tell us, how does a little baby emu get rejected by their parents in the first instance? Is that a common thing?
No, it isn't something that we would standardly expect. These birds are different, though, insofar as it's the males that do the incubation of the eggs, and it's also the males that look after the chicks after hatching. So, standardly, you've got your pair, and she'll lay the eggs in the nest, and he'll do that incubation process. But for our pair, our male was a rescue originally, some years ago now, and he came to us in very poor physical health and with a lot of mental baggage from how he'd been raised in a barn. So he's what we would say is not all emu. And he'd never incubated eggs before, never reared chicks. So when the female laid the eggs, he just didn't know what to do. I know. So, normally it should all be fine, but yeah, not with our boy.
Oh, right. Okay. So poor little Shrub came into the world without a parent. And then did you say, oh, Nugget the chicken will be good at this? Or how did you come up with the idea?
Well, it was looking at this little chick that had hatched, which, to be fair, we didn't expect, because the female wouldn't normally incubate, and she had sat next to the nest, but she hadn't, as we'd seen, incubated any eggs because she was expecting the male to do that. So this egg hatched unexpectedly, and we then were looking at the situation of emu chicks are like chicken chicks, insofar as within 24 hours of hatching, these little ones expect to be running around and picking up their own food and drinking. And it would be up to the parents to just chaperone the chicks through those early stages and teach them what is food and how to pick it up, and just letting them carry out their instinctive behaviour. So given that it is so chicken-like at that in those early days, we thought, well, let's take advantage. We've got our little flock of chickies up at the farm area, and Nugget is a bossy wee lass. So we thought she might be the one that Shrub needs to kind of kick her into life, really, and it'd be better than the keepers.
And now, because people might be imagining you have a load of tiny little chicks, and then this massive emu arrives and it thinks it's a chick. A baby emu is what size? Would it be around the same size as the chicks?
So Nugget didn't have any chicks herself. So she could focus everything just, all her instinctive kind of maternal behaviour was just focused on Nugget. So she was just being a good mother hen. So there were no other little chickens involved, which, yeah, you're right, it would be very complicated then, because the emus do hatch. They're large when they hatch, about 500 grams, so they would be quite clumsy and dangerous around newly hatched chicken chicks. So fortunately, Nugget hadn't got any chicks at that time, so she was able to focus on her big baby.
Okay, and so, but would Shrub and Nugget been around the same size?
Shrub was smaller than Nugget at that stage,
yeah,
but it didn't take long. Nugget's not a large hen. It didn't take long before he was stepping over his foster mum, yeah.
And Nugget's main job would have been to teach Shrub certain things. What would those things have been?
So really, Nugget's job was to teach her how to pick up food and what food is, and also to just keep moving. So it's really important with emus when they hatch, they grow up with these really strong legs, and they're long legs. So as chicks, they need to keep them moving all the time, because there can be deformities that occur if they don't develop correctly. So Nugget's job was, yes, to teach the picking up of the food and drinking, but also just to keep Shrub moving. She just had to keep running around and exercising, and we'd get her out onto the grass with Nugget and running together. And it's that kind of bustle and movement all the time that was really critical to Shrub in those early weeks.
Okay, and so how long were the two of them together for?
It was just a few weeks, because after that Shrub was potentially dangerous to Nugget.
Yes.
Because they get a bit like puppies do, that run around the room all madly with a sort of injection of energy. The emus will do that. They do that as adults as well, and they kind of get the zoomies. So Nugget would Shrub would race around and kick her little legs up in the air, and if Nugget was in the vicinity, she could go flying. Mm. So we had to avoid that. So it was literally just a few weeks.
Okay, and then did she go back in with the emus?
So she then went back up to her normal flock, and that's where she's been until we did a little reunion the other day. So we thought, we'd introduce them back to each other after their period away.
Yeah, and how did that go? Did they recognise each other?
Not a bit. I mean, to be fair, Shrub was curious. She was definitely curious. But I think I probably could have held any chicken there, and
yeah,
she would have been like, "What's this?"
And is Shrub now back with the original parents? Are they all in a pen together?
They are. Yeah, they share a lovely big paddock. So yeah, it's Shrub and her mum and her dad. And as she got older, it was just a case of getting the introduction into play, and she would meet them through the fence. The keepers would run her up the track to meet the parents. They don't know that's their offspring, but she's very much an emu now and totally part of the little group.
Okay, and do they get on?
Like, yes, extremely well.
She's already a teenager with a few issues, so, you know.
And so is the dad. and it did take a while. There were, we would put them together. They would spend a little bit of time together with a keeper there to monitor and intervene if needed, because emus are, they meet uncertainty with a level of aggressive defensiveness. So if they're not sure about something, they might kick out. That's what they do in their wild situation. So we sort of preempted that and did the introduction slowly and carefully. But it really didn't take overly long before she could spend all the days and nights out there. And now, like I say, she's actually more emu than her dad is now.
There you go. A happy ending. Polly Bramham is Living Collections Manager with Bird World. Polly, thank you very much.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.